from Brooklyn to what we saw in Chicago to today's game?
Well, you know, started with effort for sure, you know, this entire road trip is about getting back in transition. If we don't do that at a high level, we don't have a chance to get much accomplished in the half court. All these teams that we're playing on this road trip really run. Thought we did a great job with that in Chicago, and then I thought we were able to impact their style of play too, you know, which is important for a team that wants to run and shoot a lot of threes, which is pretty similar to tonight.
You mentioned facing teams that are top in the league in pace and transition being important and all of that. What have you really stressed to this team about locking in and getting back in transition?
Yeah, I think you know, nowadays it's multifaceted. You certainly have to make the effort to get back. You got to be able to match up quickly, so not worry about running to a specific matchup, and you don't have to have guys that are willing to guard and understand who they're running to. You know, it helps when you don't turn it over. We didn't turn it over at all the other night. And we took good shots. You know, it really worked. I thought everything came together that needed to come together to help the transition piece.
And just with your bench players, from Nas to Bones, Jalen, mm-hmm. just their impact as of late, how important is
that? Yeah, I think that's it's huge. I think it's a big growth area for us coming up in this next part of the season, is to get consistent bench production. And I think, you know, we've been able to do that in a couple games now.
Coach, you've seen Nikhil at various points in his career, obviously New Orleans, here, now in Atlanta. He's averaging over 20 a game.
Yeah.
Just when you look at how he's playing this year and the role he's had here, what have you seen and how impressive is it?
Well, it's been great. Great to watch, you know, for him. We've certainly benefited from a lot of his good play. You know, we miss him. We miss that high level of competitiveness every night, the consistency that he brought. Like, you know, you remember I used to refer to him as a utility infielder. He could do whatever you needed him to do on any given night. And it looks like he's, you know, taking another step forward here with his, you know, kind of his shot making, his shot attempts are up, his, you know, playing on the ball, point guard a lot in Trey's absence, and, you know, really deserving of the contract, and he's backing it up with great play.
It seems to be taking on a leadership role here with this team this year. Is that something that emerged here with you guys later in his tenure here?
Yeah, he always had a good voice. First of all, he's a great leader by example, one of the most diligent workers that we have in our gym. And he found his voice pretty early on, you know, after his role kind of solidified. And, you know, he's always going to play hard and he's always going to play the right way. So he's got a lot of natural leadership kind of traits in that respect.
Last game of 2025, felt like a year ago at this time, you were still trying to figure out, like, what this version of this team could be. How do you feel like your team has changed or grown in the past 12 months?
Yeah, I think, you know, at our core, we know who, you know, we know who we need to be. We're certainly in our top six, seven guys, like, we know what that looks like. But every year is a little bit different. You know, changing the starting lineup, Ant playing on the ball more, young players off the bench, trying to find consistency there. So it's in some ways, it's a lot that we can draw upon that we know about ourselves, but also a lot to continue to learn.
Do you feel like Rudy is playing the best basketball he's played since coming to the Wolves?
It's up there for sure. I mean, definitely. I think his defense certainly rivals his Defensive Player of the Year season of 2 years ago. But it feels like his offense has taken another step forward. So.
Any other questions? Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.